welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. How is everyone doing out there today? How are you, Benny?
I'm good, thank you for asking.
You're doing pretty good?
Yeah, the usual, typical routine. It's hump day, so we're on the backside of the week.
And it's also the first day of...
spring!
Isn't that great?
I'm springing forward.
It's also...
oh, there we go, sorry. I didn't expect you to come on that quickly.
And it's also the first day, or the Baha'i New Year. So the first day of spring is the Baha'i New Year. So Happy New Year to everyone out there.
There are lots to celebrate today. Guess who that was? That was the voice of Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. D.
Dr. D, as we call her here, joining the Mr. P. And
wait, no, I'm Mr. B.
Mr. B.
Ms. P.
I'm Ms. P. I forgot who I was for a moment.
Flip around there.
Well, we've got lots for you today. Dr. Darvish is joining the show. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time, and I know that there are many of you doing that because you're telling me that, Dr. Nusheen Darvish is the medical director and founder of Holistique Medical Center. She is a Washington State Board licensed naturopathic physician, and you know, it says here that she specializes in the integration of Western and Eastern medicine, and she's going to tell you what that means, because this is an emerging conversation. This whole integration of East and West is emerging for a number of reasons. One of the reasons that we're talking about East meeting West is that people in the conventional medical systems are really looking for alternatives. They're looking for things that are going to work for them, and not just work for them one time, but work for them over and over and over so that they can change their lives. And there are many, many people that are coming out now and really joining forces. There are MDs joining with NDs, and this is a world where when people put their minds together to come up with a solution for the health and well-being of mankind, I think it's time that we listen. And so Dr. Darvish has been a regular on the show. She joins us each month, and we have a Dr. D segment. Today we're going to be talking about something very, very important and a topic that most people do not know about. I'm also going to share a little bit what I know about my scan, my heart scan. Right? What's it called? IMT?
IMT scan.
Okay. And so we've got lots to talk about today. Dr. Darvish is also going to be giving a few things away today on the show for those of you that call in with questions. So we've got lots going on. I also want to announce, yes, you heard it right. We are interviewing Olivia Newton-John. That is absolutely correct. We're going to be doing the pre-record, I believe, on Monday, and we'll let you know as soon as we find out when that show is going to air. Talk about a person that has overcome incredible obstacles in her life. She is one, and you'll get to hear about that. Today, we're talking with Dr. Nusheen Darvish, who is an individual that helps many of us get past what most people would call incurable disease. And so we get to explore and find out what really is going on, what is the root cause of what's happening in our bodies. And there is much to talk about. Thank you for joining us today. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Pat. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm really well, actually.
Good. That's great to hear.
So, you know, today's topic, when you sent me the information on this, it was like, what are we talking about? What is that? Is that really something? And so I think it's important for us to really ask the question that you're asking. How healthy are we really?
How healthy are you? Do you know?
I do know, because you have told me pretty much that I've got a lot of really good things going on. You know, the latest information, okay, right?
Uh-huh.
From the IMT, the test, the scan, which I didn't want to do. I did not want to do it.
I know you didn't want to do it.
I didn't want to do it.
Let me tell everyone about the IMT scan for those of you who don't
know. And I'll tell them why I didn't want to do it.
IMT scan is a picture, is an ultrasound picture of the carotid arteries, which are the arteries on the side of the neck. And we can take a picture of it and look at the amount of inflammation in the arteries and also the plaque buildup and the type of plaque. Now, this is absolutely precisely indicative of heart disease and stroke risk factors, much, much more than levels of cholesterol and obesity and blood pressure and all these other risk factors that we hear about. The IMT scan is the most precise factor. So if there is inflammation or if there is plaque buildup, and the type of plaque buildup will indicate to us if you're going to have stroke or not, or heart attack. And so we might as well do something about it now since we can, because heart attacks and heart disease and strokes are preventable. And that's really the take-home message, is to do these scans to figure out what's going on so that we can prevent heart attacks and strokes.
Well, and I think that's a part of the conversation that is a little scary for people. I mean, you know, it's. I think we kind of live in a world where we believe it's almost best not knowing until we have to know. And so I'm a perfect example of that, because you and I have been having these conversations for a long time, and I have a general sense of, you know, how I'm doing. My cholesterol, I think, you know, you and I talked about that yesterday, and that was pretty good, and some of the other factors were pretty good. And I, you know, and I didn't know that, though, when I went and I took the IMT test. The scan. I didn't know that. So I tried to, like, even the day before, call you and, like, back out of it.
You did.
You remember?
But I'm very proud of you, Pat, for going through it.
I, like, called you at home.
Now,
I was,
you know,
okay, I'm really, like, do I really want to put one more thing on my plate? Do I, like, want to know? I mean, I remember the conversation. And you explained to me why it was important.
So what did you hear from that conversation, Pat?
Well, what I heard from that conversation was that there are some things that you can find out beyond the plaque buildup in your arteries. There, that the test is really actually more inclusive and extensive than I thought. There are other things that people will find out. Now, we don't have the details of my report back. We were hoping we would, but we don't have it back yet. But we do have some information about it. And what I was impressed by was the immediacy by which you find information. For example, the woman that did the scan immediately could tell whether I had plaque, and there was like this sound that was coming from it, which had to do with the flow. So there was a lot of interesting things.
And didn't you feel like you could go to bed that night feeling like you're not going to have a heart attack or stroke in the middle of the night?
Well,
didn't you feel much more comforted in a way?
I did. But the thing that I think is important about that is the conversation that you have with people that do have plaque.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a conversation where people can take action and do something to reverse that.
And that is the key, is that we can reverse it.
It is, because by the time you get to the place where you have a heart attack, you cannot reverse that, from what I understand.
No.
That we actually do damage the heart. But we can, for those people that have had heart attacks, you can do something to, you know, prevent that happening again. So this is information that, I have to tell you, I don't know why the insurance companies and, you know, the health agencies around the country aren't jumping at this. Because if this is information that we can provide to people, so that they can stay and be in better health, then why wouldn't we want to do that?
Just take some time. Just give them some time, Pat. I just had to practice patience here.
I just had this conversation with another doctor this morning that's doing phenomenal work around cancer. But people don't want to take time, and they want to know now. They want the results now.
They do, Pat. And, you know, this really leads us to the whole topic of what we want to talk about today is metabolic syndrome. And I think most of us are not aware of what metabolic syndrome is, but most of us have it and we don't know, and it increases our risk by between, especially females, it increases our risk for heart disease and heart attacks from anywhere from 50 to 200%. And so it's really very important to talk about this syndrome. Now, I'm mentioning the word syndrome, metabolic syndrome. It's also known as syndrome X. You might have also heard it as insulin resistance. But it's a syndrome instead of a disease. A disease is basically a condition that's going on. A syndrome is a group of various conditions that, when they're occurring together, they increase your risk for various issues. In this case, it's heart attacks and strokes. And so this whole talk about the IMT scan is another indication of whether you do have atherosclerosis plaque buildup in your arteries, which would add to one of the conditions for this syndrome, this metabolic syndrome.
Okay, so I'm glad that you really talked about the difference between syndrome and disease, because we hear the word syndrome over and over and over again. What we talk about on this show, though, is preventative strategies, you know, to be in the best health you can possibly be in and not create a situation where we will, what did you say, come down with conditions. You know, in the conventional language, it's like get sick is what we're talking about. We, you know, I don't think there's anyone that's out there listening to this show that says, oh, yes, I've signed up so that I could be sick. Well, we just don't know enough.
We don't know enough. And unfortunately, the medicine, the medical practices right now, the system is based on illness. It's based on disease and not on prevention. And so the way our doctors are trained are in the ER room, in the emergency room, in the hospitals where people are extremely ill, you know, on their deathbed. They're not being trained in a family clinic practice where people are coming in with headaches or a little bit of shortness of breath or eczema or blood sugar and slight elevation in their blood sugar levels. So we you know, naturopathic doctors, luckily, are being trained in that setting.
All right, let's hold that thought. When we come back from break, we're going to talk more with Dr. Nusheen Darvish. We're talking about metabolic syndrome. We're going to be opening up the line. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know heart disease is the number one killer in the world? Did you know strokes and heart attacks are preventable when your risk factors are assessed accurately and treated? A revolutionary, non-invasive ultrasound imaging of the arteries of the neck, known as IMT carotid scan, can indicate precisely the degree of plaque in the arteries. To make an appointment to see what your heart is doing, please call Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404. Find out more about IMT carotid scan by visiting drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com. To win a free IMT carotid scan, send an email to info@drdarvish.com and state why this test is so important to you. Your heart is your most important commodity. Take care of it and have it scanned. 425-451-0404.
See best-selling author Carolyn Mace live in Seattle featuring her new 2007 Entering the Castle book. Take a magical journey into your soul with Carolyn as she teaches you how to channel grace, heal, and let your soul become a force for change. A book signing will immediately follow this powerful lecture. Join Carolyn Mace live in Seattle on Sunday, March 25th from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now 1-800-654-5126 or visit hayhouse.com.
Last year, Meals on Wheels, we delivered over 400,000 meals to the homes of the housebound and elderly all throughout King County. But you know what? Meals on Wheels, hey, we're running out of gas. Due to rising fuel prices, lower government assistance, we're unable to deliver over 100,000 meals this year. Get us back on the road. Help us. Watch for the March-April Meals on Wheels Fund Drive and learn more at 206-268-6785. Thanks.
How healthy is your beauty salon? Mode Organic Salon is Seattle's premier organic beauty salon. Our trained professionals specialize in providing organic and natural hair, skin, nail, and cosmetic services customized to your specific attributes and lifestyle. Visit modeorganic.com or call 206-623-0195 to schedule. Mention the Dr. Pat Show and get 15% off your first service. For beauty that's more than skin deep, visit Mode Organic Salon.
as the ancient spiritual teachings of the people of Hawaii. Una says, A'ohe pau ko ike iko halau. Think not that all wisdom is in your school. It's important to remember that no matter who you are or where you come from, there's always more to learn. Call 800-800-MIND or go to huna.com to learn about the March 10th through 18th Huna event in Kona, Hawaii. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Huna Workshop and the Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Yep, you're listening to that kind of talk, which is going to really give you information so that you can take action and change your lives. My guest today is Dr. Nusheen Darvish. We're in the studio talking about metabolic syndrome. There's lots to talk about. So let's get at it. You know, you are talking about this being a syndrome. You're talking about this collective wealth of information that people really don't know about that helps them to really get at the root cause. So why is metabolic syndrome so important? I mean, why should people know about this?
Well, Pat, first of all, metabolic syndrome is a group of body measurements and laboratory findings that put a person at a higher risk for heart disease and diabetes. And many of us may have this problem and may not know it. And the reason is because some of the laboratory tests are very borderline. For instance, blood sugar elevation. This doesn't mean that you have a blood sugar of 140 or 200. It means that any blood sugar over 100 can set you up at risk for metabolic syndrome. And all you need to have is three of any of these factors that I'm talking to you about, and that sets you up for metabolic syndrome. That is basically what the diagnosis is. So one of the factors is that if you have an abdominal girth, a waistline that's higher than 40 inches in men or 35 inches in females. So if you have a waist that's larger than 35 inches as a female, that's one of the risk factors for metabolic syndrome. The other group is the high blood pressure.
Okay, let me, before you go on to that, I think it's got to be really clear. So 35 inches, we're generally speaking, I mean, is height a factor? I mean, you know, we're just talking about a part of the body that collects something is
yes.
what we're talking
yes.
about, right?
And this is just on the average on the statistics.
Okay. So that's important because that girth part of the body is collecting stuff that we don't want it to collect.
Exactly. And so when the waistline is larger than 35 inches in females or 40 inches in men, that means that there's fat being collected not just under the skin, but around your liver. And your heart.
Okay, got
and
it.
Your intestines. So you've got, and your pancreas and your gallbladder. So you've got fat buildup in, within the liver most likely happening, which sets you up for, deficient function of the liver. And as we know, liver is a very, very important organ. It's the filter of our system. Everything gets filtered through that organ. Every hormone, every chemical that you're exposed to, every medication, every food. I mean, a lot of different things get processed through that liver. And the liver kind of cleans it out. But if you've got fat collecting around that liver slows down. And guess what? You get toxic buildup. And as a result, you get more fat buildup. And as a result, you get more buildup of plaque in your arteries. And then here you go, you're set up for a heart attack or a stroke.
Mm-hmm. I could see why it's called a syndrome, because one thing is leading to another.
Exactly.
That actually backfires and causes an effect on the first thing. So,
exactly.
You know,
Exactly.
Wow.
So the waist is a big component. So many of us may have a large waist and we're just thinking, oh, I'm just fat. But really, we're having a syndrome. We have a metabolic syndrome going on that we're not aware of. The second identification is high blood pressure. So if your blood pressure is anywhere over 135 systolic, over 85 diastolic, that also is an indication or one of the indications that you may have metabolic syndrome. The third one is, as we talked about, the blood sugar elevation more than 100. And the fourth one is elevated triglycerides. Now, most people are really familiar with cholesterol and not so much familiar with triglycerides. Triglycerides are usually taken along with your cholesterol when the doctor checks them. And the triglycerides is really the easy way to put it is what the as soon as you eat the food, it's what the liver kind of the body does with it before it turns into cholesterol. Okay, it turns into this triglyceride. Mm-hmm. And triglycerides, when they're elevated, they are telling us that there's a lot of fat in your bloodstream. It also tells us that you've got too much sugar or too much carbohydrates in your diet. It also tells us that you are at very high risk for diabetes. The way I see things is when I see a little triglyceride elevation, I say, uh-oh, this is the first step to working towards that diabetes unless we stop it. So elevated triglycerides are very, very important. And then you've also got the cholesterol as well as being an issue as all the other things. So the cholesterol, the big deal about the cholesterol is knowing that you've got enough good cholesterol, which puts you at a lower risk, but that you also have low bad cholesterol, which is the LDL. So you want not only have high amounts of HDL, but low amounts of the LDL. And with metabolic syndrome, it's the opposite. So people have lower amount of HDL, lower amount of good cholesterol. By the way, most people are so concerned about having high amounts of LDL. Well, when you look at their studies done, people who have normal amounts of the LDL, which is the bad guys, and they have low amounts of HDL, their risk is just as much as somebody who has very high LDL levels. So having low bad or low good cholesterol is just as risky as having high bad cholesterol.
Okay, so really it's about balancing things out.
Exactly.
And coming in with an optimal place to be. I mean, a lot of this sounds really confusing for me, at least, in terms of what it means. I think that, you know, what you're saying is it's really important to get these checked out right away.
And
I mean,
it is.
You know, it's important to get them checked out. And once you get them checked out, then there is a direction that you can take.
Sure. And remember, metabolic syndrome is you only need three of those five or six items to be diagnosed with metabolic syndrome. So somebody who has a large waist and a little bit of a blood pressure and a little bit of borderline blood sugar has metabolic syndrome, whereas somebody else who's got diabetes and high blood pressure and elevated cholesterol also has metabolic syndrome. So there's quite a degree of variation of what your symptoms or your markers may be, and you could be diagnosed with the metabolic syndrome. Now, Pat, the other important thing to think about is that depression can cause metabolic syndrome. In fact, they've done studies with females who had depression, anger, and tension, and they were more likely to develop metabolic syndrome. And vice versa. If you have more metabolic syndrome, you're more likely to be depressed and have anger and be tense. So it's this little positive feedback, this little snowball effect that can happen. So we really need to make sure that if we do have depression, we get to the root of it and address that depression so that it doesn't lead us to metabolic syndrome.
So, you know, what really is the bottom line with having metabolic syndrome? I mean, if we're looking at this and we're saying, is this something that I should be paying attention to? What would be the one aha that we could say to people that's really important to get their attention about this?
Well, Pat, first of all, think about that there's 47 million U.S. residents that have metabolic syndrome.
Mm.
Okay. And also think about the fact that the lack of exercise and a high carbohydrate diet will lead to metabolic syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So the
high,
couch potatoes.
The carbo thing, though, is, you know, there are a couple different kinds of carbs. You know, we're talking the potatoes and the rice or pasta.
And the chips
or,
and
okay,
the sugars
chips,
and
right.
The sweets and the chocolate chip cookies. The Oreo cookies.
I'm not a big cookie person, but there are a lot of people that are.
A lot of people that are. And you know what? Many people don't know that they are. They just unconsciously go for that cookie, and they don't even recognize that they're having a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, when we're talking about this, we're not talking about someone at this point in time that, aren't we talking about someone that should be concerned about a heart condition?
Pat, you know what? Age 14, and I think I mentioned this to you earlier, is if a child is obese at the age of 14, their risk for metabolic syndrome is extremely high. Okay, so we're talking about not just adults here. We're talking about taking care of kids and feeding them right and not being in this mindset that, oh, he's just a kid. He'll burn it off. He can eat anything he wants. And it's not necessarily true.
40 years later, we're still trying to burn it off. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with Dr. Nusheen Darvish on the Dr. Pat Show. And we've got some goodies that we're going to be giving away to our callers in this next segment. So stay tuned, everyone. We will be right back with the show. If you want to find out more about Dr. Darvish and Holistique, go to drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com. Lots of information, publications there. Her contact information is there as well. Again, that's www.drdarvish.com. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show in a few minutes.
McDonald's Northwest Women's Show is where mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends come together each year to play all day at a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. Daily seminars at the Discover You stage, hundreds of exhibits, and best of all, shopping. A hot fashion show starring local firefighters. Take a class at the Beef It's What's for Dinner Dish and Kitchen, hosted by Kathy Casey. Hear Marianne Williamson, Oprah's expert on spiritual guidance, love, and miracles, and celebrity fitness guru and author Bob Green, Our Lady of Weight Loss, Janice Taylor, and favorite Northwest authors including Anne Rule. McDonald's Northwest Women's Show is March 23rd through 25th at Quest Field Events Center, open 10 till 6. Sponsored by Bartell Drugs, QFC, American Family Insurance, The Seattle Times, Como TV, and Alaska Airlines. You'll find our lowest fares at AlaskaAirlines.com. The Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomensshow.com.
Releasing the past and stepping fully into the present is now easier than imagined. Hi, I'm Sue Neufeld Ellis of QuantumHealing.us. Dr. Pat and I will be teaming up to give you many powerful ways to open the door to an extraordinary life. Tune in and discover how, starting March 15th. For more information and to receive 25 tips to reduce your stress, visit QuantumHealing.us.
Hey, Mary, it's been a while. What have you been up to?
Hey, Jim. Guess what I'm doing now? I'm helping people stop smoking for a living.
Really? Are you making a good living doing that?
Jim, I'm making $500 an hour.
No way. Only top doctors and lawyers make that much.
Yep, I love it. I'm saving lives, and you know what? Instead of studying for a four-year college degree, I did a four-day training.
Could I do this?
If I could do it, anyone can do it. Just give Smoke Free International a call at 1-800-305-9129. They'll send you an information pack.
It can't be that easy.
I've never done anything easier or more fun. Smoke Free International is a company that has helped thousands of people become non-smokers all over the world. Their success rate is about 95%. You can call them at 1-800-305-9129.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Just give them a call at 1-800-305-9129 and get started on a whole new life and career.
See best-selling author Carolyn Mace live in Seattle featuring her new 2007 Entering the Castle book. Take a magical journey into your soul with Carolyn as she teaches you how to channel grace, heal, and let your soul become a force for change. A book signing will immediately follow this powerful lecture. Join Carolyn Mace live in Seattle on Sunday, March 25th from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now 1-800-654-5126 or visit hayhouse.com.
Stop me, oh baby. Stop me. Can you take me to the top of me? I just wanna love you, baby. Always thinking of you, baby. Can you go with me? Oh baby.
everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. If you want to find out more about what we are up to, go to www.thedrpatshow.com. We're here today with Dr. Nusheen Darvish of Holistic Medical Center, and we're talking about metabolic syndrome. But, you know, I mean, it's, I think it's even a bigger conversation than what it sounds like, because, you know, the kinds of things that you're talking about really are, in my opinion, precursor for some other, some more serious things.
They are. They're precursor for a heart attack.
Right. But, you know, but even more so than that, I mean, some of the things that, you know, we've heard regarding to cancer as well, and the fat content and what's going on in our systems, it just sounds like people that are getting this information should really do something about it. What's the difference between metabolic syndrome and diabetes? Because, you know, some of the things you've talked about to me, I know a few people that are, quote, diabetics that fit into that category.
They probably have metabolic syndrome as well.
Okay,
so diabetes is just having high amounts of blood sugar and their insulin not responding.
Yeah, and these are not people that have had it all their lives, I want to say.
Yes.
It's like all of a sudden, you know, like you're, you know, like in your 50s and all of a sudden now you have diabetes.
Yes, and you know, Pat, with metabolic syndrome, if you don't have diabetes, you have what's called metabolic syndrome, within that your insulin levels may be high, which means that you eat a carbohydrate food, say a cookie or a pasta or rice, and your body doesn't recognize that the insulin is there. You can think of insulin as the bus. Okay, it takes the fat, the sugars from the outside of the cell into the cell for it to be utilized for energy. So it's the bus. The insulin is the bus. Well, what happens with a metabolic syndrome or insulin resistance or syndrome X, and it's all the same thing, is that the insulin is not recognized by the body as the bus. And so the sugar stays outside, is not getting utilized, and so the body produces more and more insulin. So in fact, you become you end up having what's called hyperinsulinemia, too much insulin. And that causes weight gain. Okay, so you end up having more weight gain. It causes depression, so you end up having more depression. It makes you want to eat more, so you eat more, and you eat more carbohydrates, and it's just this vicious, vicious circle that goes around until you crack that vicious circle open.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, well, many times, when this insulin is high and not responding, the body gets burnt out in producing the insulin, and so it stops producing it, and then you don't have any insulin at all, and that's when you have the severe diabetes, when people need the insulin shots. But there's quite a degree between somebody who's got the abdominal girth, the enlarged waistline, to diabetes, but it's all on the same bus route unless you change routes.
Well, I had a friend that is exactly the way you're describing it, and you know, by getting the early results and being faced with the idea that if she continued she'd have to give herself shots, she immediately reversed the effects of that. And some of the things that you're talking about will reverse the effects. Now, what can we say to people? But before we do that, I think you have a special offer you want to give to our listeners.
Well, Pat, I really want to encourage people to call in with any questions that they have. And to the ninth caller, I'd like to give away what's called an MSA test, Biomeridian Meridian Stress Analysis. This is an FDA-approved test that uses acupressure points on your fingers and your feet, and we just stimulate a little bit of electricity and measure the resistance within the body of that electricity through the computer. And what it tells us is basically if various areas of the body are coming across any resistance or any inflammation. And that, along with other laboratory tests, can identify what's going on functionally. In other words, when somebody has a thyroid problem going on, in the blood test, the thyroid may actually be perfect because the body's producing enough thyroid hormone. But at the cellular level, the cells are not utilizing that thyroid hormone. And so this test, kind along with the other factors and the history and all that put together, gives us an information as to what's going on functionally. It's one of those tests that when you go to the doctor and the doctor says, oh, you're everything's fine. There's nothing wrong with you. I don't know why you're feeling not so good. But this test will tell us why you're not feeling good. So it's for those people who have chronic symptoms and chronic conditions going on, and nobody's finding out what's going on with them because there's no test to test it.
Okay, so we want to give one of these away to one of our listeners. And this is, they'll come in the office and they'll take the test. And so the way to do that is call the number 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Benny will be picking up the phones, and we'd like you to come on the air with a question. And there you go. So Benny will pick up the call, and we'll take the, let's take the fifth caller. Fifth caller that calls in with a question. Benny will grab you on the phones, and you will receive this fabulous, fabulous offer.
Okay, Pat, so you asked me a question as to what are we going to do with this metabolic syndrome once we find out that we have it. Well, number one thing is to address our exercise level. So many, many studies have shown that people who are couch potatoes, they don't exercise, they're sitting in front of the computer or the television, have much, much higher risk for metabolic syndrome. You know, I call it, for instance, one of the syndromes that I've put together myself, labeled, is the Microsoft syndrome. I have a lot of patients from Microsoft, and they all have pretty much the same thing going on. And it's because they're sitting in front of this computer with all this electricity, electromagnetic field changes, and affects their system so much. I have people who are very, very young, you know, in their early 30s, who have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar. Guess what? They've got metabolic syndrome going on, and it's putting them at risk. So it's very, very important to make sure that we are exercising. And the recommendation is to be active, aerobic exercise, for at least 30 minutes, 5 days a week, especially for females.
Okay. So here's what I want to say is we're taking calls now. And as I said, fifth caller with a question will be gifted this amazing gift. But I want to say that if you have questions, we'll bring you on anyway. So make sure you tell Benny whether or not you have a question, and he'll know to bring you on the show. We're taking questions, and we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819 is the number. Just give us a minute. Benny is picking these phones up as quickly as he can. So 5 days a week exercising to some people seems like an enormous amount.
Pat, you know, I was just going for a walk. You know, in the old days, there wasn't much metabolic syndrome because we weren't driving around. We were walking
everywhere. That's right.
You know, so we need to just walk. That's all it takes, half an hour of walking 5 days a week. Getting a mini trampoline, a rebounder, jumping on it for 10, 15 minutes twice a day. I mean, it can be very, very simple. It's just moving around and not sitting down.
Well, the thing I want to say about the mini trampoline, there is so much information now about the power or what the mini trampoline does to improve self-functioning that it is almost, highly recommended.
It is. I recommend it almost every time to every patient.
Yeah, and it's a mini trampoline, so you know, pretty much fits in your closet. And it is an incredible way to build strength up and strengthen the cells. And I had, of course, those of you know Dr. Timothy Brantley, he was on my show, and he talked about the power that has in helping people with cancer. Benny, what do you have?
Well, we've got a caller who has a great question about her heart. Let's bring on Aaron from Seattle in just a couple minutes, so we'll maybe take half of it, and then we'll come back after the break.
Anything you say, Benny. You're the producer.
So go ahead.
Hi, Aaron. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, guys. Hello. So, I found out I had a heart murmur in 2001, right after kind of, I guess you would call, a major episode in my health. And no one had ever told me that before. And I'm wondering, I'm kind of excited to know what this test will tell me about the status of my heart. Surrounding, I suppose, I don't know, I didn't have a heart murmur before March 17th in 2001, but I woke up one morning and had no color in my eyes, and didn't have color for weeks, and it was soon after that I discovered I had a heart murmur. Obviously, something happened. I'd been having some episodes with dizziness, and things have kind of, I guess you would say stabilized, but not normalized for sure. And so I would be excited to know what a test like this would show about the status of my heart and what I could do to improve it.
Great question.
So, Aaron, the IMT, I'm assuming you're talking about the IMT scan. The IMT scan will check to see if there's any blockages in the arteries in your neck, which could suggest that you had a blockage there that caused the dizziness or had been causing the dizziness or the decrease in color. Now, it doesn't diagnose murmurs, but it does diagnose the arteries within the heart, how they're doing. A murmur is really much more associated with how the valves within the heart are functioning, not within the arteries. So we're looking really at the heart arteries instead of the valves with this test.
All right, hold on 1 minute. Dr. Darvish will talk to you during the break. We'll be right back after this break with Dr. Nusheen Darvish. We are taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Be patient with us. We'll bring you right up.
To the left, everything you own in the box. To the left, in the closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it, yeah, please don't touch and keep talking, and that's fine. But could you walk and talk at the same time? Then it's my name that's on that tag.
If you'd like to learn how to make $500 an hour by helping people to stop smoking, call 1-800-305-9129. If you would like a brand new career saving people's lives, call 1-800-305-9129. In a simple 4-day training, Smoke-Free International will teach you how to use their unique stop smoking in 1 hour hypnosis system. Call 1-800-305-9129. That's 1-800-305-9129.
Last year, Meals on Wheels, we delivered over 400,000 meals to the homes of the housebound and elderly all throughout King County. But you know what? Meals on Wheels, hey, we're running out of gas. Due to rising fuel prices, lower government assistance, we're unable to deliver over 100,000 meals this year. Get us back on the road. Help us. Watch for the March-April Meals on Wheels Fund Drive and learn more at 206-268-6785. Thanks.
Did you know heart disease is the number one killer in the world? Did you know strokes and heart attacks are preventable when your risk factors are assessed accurately and treated? A revolutionary, non-invasive ultrasound imaging of the arteries of the neck, known as IMT carotid scan, can indicate precisely the degree of plaque in the arteries. To make an appointment to see what your heart is doing, please call Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404. Find out more about IMT carotid scan by visiting drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com. To win a free IMT carotid scan, send an email to info@drdarvish.com and state why this test is so important to you. Your heart is your most important commodity. Take care of it and have it scanned. 425-451-0404.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each Unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interaction with adults. Through titles like I Love Myself When, Why Am I Here? I Know I Can, Yes I Am, and others. Adults can share creative, fun, meaningful, and long-lasting experiences with their children who will learn about themselves with messages of loving self-image and emotional reinforcement. Love your children by giving your whole family the gift of inspired conversation with Seeds of Discovery books by Carla Miller. Seeds of Discovery books can be found at the Center for Spiritual Living, Island Books, Seattle Unity Church Bookstore, or by going to seedsofdiscovery.com or calling 888-426-1632. That's 888-426-1632.
Irreplaceable. Absolutely. Well, welcome everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Wow. Thank you all for calling in. It's been a fabulous, fabulous response. Dr. Nusheen Darvish right here with us on the show. And, we're talking about, the metabolic syndrome. Now, the bottom line is, what can we do and what can we do now?
So, Pat, number one, as we talked about, is get moving. So we've got to exercise. But the second, treatment for this condition, or also prevention for this syndrome, is diet. And we've talked about having a high carbohydrate diet leads to metabolic syndrome. So guess what the treatment is? Low carbohydrate diet. Now, it's not really, you know, the number of calories that we're taking in that's very important to weight gain and that enlargement of the waist. It's the type of food that we're putting in our mouth. The carbohydrates, the rice, the pastas, the cookies, the sugars, the sweeteners, all of that will add to the metabolic syndrome. So it's very important to eliminate all of that. This also includes fruits and dried fruit and fruit juice. So many of us, you know, we end up saying, oh, I'm eating a lot of fruits and vegetables. It should be the other way around. It should be vegetables and fruit. And, you know, one or two fruit a day maximum, and then the rest of it mostly vegetables. And eating a lot of legumes, the beans, yeah, the lentils. Yeah. Lentils have a beautiful effect on stabilizing blood sugar and balancing your blood sugar levels. And that's really the key, is to keep your blood sugar level so that your insulin levels are maintained. And that will promote an even transportation of the sugars into the cells and then utilize that for energy. Okay, so, and the same thing is when people are depressed, it's because, a lot of times it's because we're eating too much carbohydrates. And the energy, the food is not getting into the cell to be used for energy. It's sitting out. And so you don't have energy. Of course you're going to feel tired and depressed.
What's the difference between white rice and brown rice? Is there any in terms of what we're talking about with carbohydrates?
Pat, white rice has a lot more sugars in it.
Uh-huh.
And the reason it does is because it's had the fibers and the vitamins removed. They go through the process and they basically, it gets bleached out. And
okay.
It gets all removed. Brown rice has quite a bit of vitamin B levels, which are very important in balancing your blood sugar. They also have a lot of fiber, and they also have much, much more protein than white rice does. So brown rice is much more nutritious than white rice. And somebody who may have metabolic syndrome or has a family history of diabetes and heart disease should really be eating much more brown rice than white rice. In fact, it's better to eat just more brown rice, quinoa, oats, the whole grains, basically, than the white rice, the flours, the pasta, the breads, that kind of a thing. So we're wanting to reduce the number of carbohydrates in our diet and increasing the fiber, which comes from oats, for instance, from vegetables, from legumes, those are the beans and the lentils. And the other important thing is to decrease the saturated fat in our diet. Okay, so this includes vegetable oils. So corn oil, vegetable oils are not good types of oils. I do recommend that people have olive oil if they're not cooking with it or they're using low heat cook. Use olive oil or coconut oil. Coconut oil can also be used at higher temperature cooking because it's much more stable. And if you go on our website, there's a whole I think it's the first newsletter on the website has a whole article on the benefits of coconut oil.
And that's really getting a lot of press now, although I read recently, really years ago, it came up in the Master Cleanse as something to really look at after you come off the cleanse. But we got away from coconut oil for a lot of reasons, right?
I think there was this whole concept that coconut milk has a much higher saturated levels. It's going to make you fat. It's going to get your cholesterol
up.
But the coconut oil itself has very good fats, utilized very well by the body. It's a good quality vegetable oil that you want to use. So it's not the processed vegetable oil. It's a good oil that your body utilizes for cellular function and skin health and hormones and all these other great things in our body.
What about avocado? I mean, because avocado, when you read it on the list, when you go to, you know, the list that's out there of what you should eat, it shows up as a very high fat content.
Again, it's good fats.
Okay,
so again, it's a vegetable, and it's got good fats in it. It's not the saturated fats that stick to our blood vessels. Now, Pat, this also reminds me to remind everybody, you don't know, is that when you do go to the doctor and get your cholesterol check, if your cholesterol is a little bit off, make sure that you do ask for what's called the VAP test, V-A-P test. The VAP test is a much more specific test for cholesterol and your risk factors, because you may have high bad cholesterols, but within that high bad cholesterols, you also have bad cholesterols, and you've got good bad cholesterol. This gets really confusing, but it's a lot more specific, and it tells us much more detail as what your risk factors are. So the vegetable oils like the coconut oil and the avocado oil give you the better fats. And you can see that as you change your diet. You can see it on the test results, especially the VAP test.
So let me make sure everyone out there has the website, drdarvish, DARVISH.com. Check it out. Check out the newsletters. Again, that's www.drdarvish.com. If you want to call in to Holistique for an appointment to find out what you can do, find out more about the test, there's a phone number that you can call, 425-451-0404. 425-451-0404. And there's lots of information on the website, so enjoy.
Pat, and you know, our website is not exclusive. We do a lot more other treatments and diagnostics that's not listed on the website. We do have acupuncturists on staff. We have massage therapists. We have reflexologists, colon therapists. We have three physicians, naturopathic physicians, and the list is long. It's a very comprehensive medical center that we have. And we treat a lot of chronic conditions. People out there who go to the doctor and they tell them there's nothing wrong with them, but they're not feeling well. Those are the people that we usually end up having cancers.
And they come from all over the world. Because I've, you know, been sitting there with them, and they come with their families, and they really walk out of there, in months later, just, really an amazing condition.
It's transforming.
It is, and this is what we're learning about this whole idea of East meets West, really.
It is, and that's, you know, that's why our logo, if you look at our website, it says transforming lives from within, and that's what we really aim at, is transforming lives from within, addressing you emotionally, physically, mentally, and allowing you to do whatever you need to do to address yourself on a spiritual level.
So, you know, in wrapping up, what do you want to say to folks? What's your personal message for everyone out there?
Happy New Year. Have a great one.
Happy New Year. Happy spring to everyone. Even though I was scraping the frost off this morning, it's really, really a great indication of shift and change. And that's what really this show is about. Thank you, Dr. Darvish, for joining the show today.
Thank you, Pat.
And Benny, thank you for picking up all those buttons. And thank you, all the listeners, for calling in and doing such a great job. What great questions. You're going to hear lots more from Dr. Darvish. We're covering some, you know, pretty important topics as we move forward. And also, if there are topics that you would like us to talk about, please send an email to pat@thedrpatshow.com. That's pat@thedrpatshow.com. And we will get those topics to Dr. Darvish and make sure we talk about them.
Thank you, Pat. And if you want to have, or if you have any questions that you need us to address at the clinic, please do call us at 425-451-0404, or you're welcome to email us at info@drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
All right, everyone out there, make sure you make yourselves a fabulous, fabulous day today. Kick it up a notch. Pretty soon we're going to get that Harley Davidson sound effect. And make yourselves a fabulous, fabulous day. We'll be right back here tomorrow. Don't forget tonight, 6 o'clock BBS. We're doing readings with Cornell Niece. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By.